John Wall. I don't know, man. You starting to look more and more like you from uptown. Or the south side, man. I don't know, man. All this club shit. I don't know, bro. Like, you ain't no old nigga. You know, you still at the height of your career. You know, definitely like one of the best point guards on the in the East, for sure. You know, and like I just think people want you to carry yourself like that, or you know, you should carry yourself like that. Like you ain't gonna never be able to get to like, you know, Westbrook and them status. You know, you got it talent-wise, you know. But you'll never be able to get there because if you're not going to give them, you're giving them all street shit. And then, like, you know, I watched a live video and you on the live talking about, don't tell the fans, I'm resting right now. I just left practice. They think I'm supposed to be in the gym all day. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, you got a life, but what you said in the video was, yeah, I go to Rose Bar on Saturdays. Well, why? Why? Well, so I ain't supposed to go out? Like, what? You out here regularly going to clubs and shit, man? Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure. I know you situated. I know, you know, but something could happen. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the way you said it, you said that shit like a regular month. Like, yeah, shit, nigga, I go see TCB on Wednesday. So what? Like, you even talking like a, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where John Wall from. I don't know if he's from North Carolina. I'm not sure exactly where he's from, but you're looking like, man, you in love with DC niggas, man. Like you get, you know, it's fast paced and you get addicted to it and you can't leave, man. Cause like, I don't know, Rose, I ain't never been in that joint. Like, you go in the lounges that like niggas can get in for like $20, $30. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like they got a video where they put the symbol. I heard about it, I didn't see it, but they put the symbol on the nigga jersey that he had on or some old shit like that, man. And it just like, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, it's all good for the hood, you know, people love to see it, but man, they showed the video of you out at Rose Bar. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got two wins right now. Y'all just lost to Orlando. Y'all got two wins on the season, and you out at a party. Not even a B-day. You out on some step out shit. Cause you would have said it if it was like, oh nah, it was my friend's birthday, or you know what I'm saying? But you grown. But you in DC, man. It's the land of the, you know, they gonna take it from you. You know what I'm saying? So. Like, you putting yourself at risk going to any club in the city, for real. You know what I'm saying? The city don't, you know, the some parts of that shit is all, you know, it's all white. And, it's, you know, or they got, you know, police everywhere. But, like, you know, and like I said, people love you. But, like, even Shy Glizzy can't go everywhere in the city. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why. Like how Atlanta got all they stars be in one place. And you would never see that here because it's a possibility that motherfuckers might get robbed. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. Like they not really going to, you know, really be out. Like you know, D.C., Maryland, yeah, niggas is up and down. You never know. Them same motherfuckers, I'm pretty sure you're not in there a whole lot. But them few motherfuckers that done seen you, you know what I'm saying, the DJ screaming you out every time they see you, you know, John Wall in the house, John Wall Glizzy in the house, you know, them niggas get to seeing you and get a little routine on you, they'll try you, you know what I'm saying, they'll try you, man, like, that ain't, I mean, and you're a point guard, bro, like, you're a point guard, like, you kind of, like, when a team is losing, and you the point guard, like, that's supposed to be like some sleepless nights, like where you like, damn man, I'm the conductor of this shit. Like, I'm supposed to be the one that's trying to figure out here, trying to figure out there, like, you know, and then you throwing it up how you you throwing it up how you just got out of practice a little while ago, and you on live, you on Instagram live, like what's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Adrian. You just gotta compare it to Adrian Broner, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Adrian Broner, when Adrian Broner first came out, it was like, man, it was like he was sweet. It was like he was whooping niggas ass, and he was, you know, and then after the fight, you like, what the fuck? That Adrian Broner, this nigga in a club with a bottle and a chain and getting drunk, and you know what I'm saying? Or 2-3 weeks later, he's somewhere with a bottle rapping and shit in the studio, and you know what I'm saying? You just like, you know, a lot of, you know, young people, they probably like, oh my God, he's the most littest boxer in the world. He's just another Floyd Mayweather. Until the motherfucking fight started happening. And then you realize, like, nah, you can't do that. You can't live this life. Because, like most motherfuckers was thinking they didn't know Floyd Mayweather. So they was thinking, oh, you know, he's just another Floyd Mayweather. Nah, Floyd Mayweather ain't out drinking no fucking liquor. It's a bunch of shit Floyd Mayweather don't do. He still be eating like a fighter. I don't know about exactly right now, but I guarantee you that Floyd Mayweather was still eating his regular way that he's supposed to be eating. He wasn't doing, he don't do none of that shit. He barely even do a lot of shit on the regular that people do that's bad for you. He don't even do because of, you know, just the culture of his boxing shit. So you could just see sometimes Adrian Broner would just look big. And I just feel like that's what's gonna happen. Like you gonna see, like, oh, you thinking it's cool, but pretty soon this shit gonna crash. Like, just like Adrian Broner, he crashed. Like you getting your ass knocked out on motherfucking a joints that's not pay-per-view. And then, you know, and my whole thing, I think that why people is the maddest is like, LeBron left the East. So it's like, y'all should be even more pumped. Like, it's a chance that y'all can go to the finals. Like, I'm a Celtics fan. I know that deep down inside, like I got Wizard fans. Some of my friends is with, a lot of my friends is Wizard fans, you know what I'm saying? And they like telling me after game one, like when we beat the shit out of Philly, they telling us, oh, hey, nigga, when it comes to the playoffs time, we gonna whoop y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get home court or something, whatever, we gonna whoop y'all. Y'all going down. So, you know, a lot of people backing y'all, supporting y'all, been supporting y'all for years. So, it's not a shot. It's us. We the thing. That's how it's supposed to be. Boston, Toronto, or Toronto, Boston, Wizards. That's how it's supposed to be. And then Giannis and them. One, the top four, y'all just finish into the final. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's, I can't even say it's easy, because I could see if they were 9-0 or 9-2 and then he was out. But it's like, y'all, even if this shit is supposedly easy because it's less superstars in the East, then it's still like, why are you losing? You know what I'm saying? You're not winning any games. And then you out at the club, like, come on, man, like you gotta get the people. You can't really be mad at the people for coming at you how they coming at you. Coming in with cornrows and afros and shit. You know what I'm saying? You looking like you overweight. I'm not a fan. I'm not a Wizards fan. So I don't watch Wizard games a lot. But a lot of people that I hear, they say John Wall look like he overweight. You know, like, evidently he's definitely not taking his workout shit that serious, because if he was, like I said, DC is a very fucking, it's a very, like, catchy place. Like, people come here and never want to leave, man, or they get caught up in that fast life, caught up in all that street life, or that street love and shit like that. And like I said, this is crazy, man. Like, John Wall should be hooping right now. Like, he's still young. I don't even think he's 30. Like, you just got paid a whole bunch of money. Like, this is crazy, man. Like, you ain't really got no other point guards. Like the minute that when he left, like, I already said it. I was like, shit, John Wall probably gonna start the All-Star game this year. I said it last year. Like, when Kyrie, you know, like, I said it last year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like it never fails, man. It never fails. Now I don't know what it is. Then you hear Bradley Beal come out and say that, you know, a lot of people is bitching about minutes or, you know, worried about stats, and like, man, that's some shit that a point guard can get in line or supposed to help get in line. Like, you gotta be one of the voices to get this shit in line. The point guard, that's a rare. Like, if you was a damn center or a shooting guard or something, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, one of the interior jobs, like I say, maybe the shooting guard or a four, then that's a little different. But as a point guard, man, like, come on, man. It's a little, the people, oh, they, like, you owe it to the people to play better and do better, man. Like, especially, like, y'all got a chance for sure to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, at least. Y'all can go to the East Finals, man. Y'all haven't even been to the East Finals in a while. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a legitimate shot, you know what I'm saying, at going to the East Finals. All you got to do, you know, is Philly just made a huge trade, but I think far as talent, I think they stayed the same because they got rid of some huge pieces, you know what I'm saying? You know, they lost basically three people that can hit the three ball. That ain't good. Jimmy Butler got a three, but not, he ain't automatic like, you know, like Covington and then Bayless. I ain't never really seen Bayless play too much, but I know that Saric, the big boy Saric, he can hit the three. You know, he can hit the three, and he a big man. So, like, they gave up a lot. Like, Minnesota got a lot better. Minnesota got a lot better. They got way more people that they can pass and shoot the ball, you know, just stand and shoot type of shit. So, like I said, like, this shit is still wide open for the Wizards to fucking turn it around. You know, all they need is what? They got two wins, so all they need is 37. You know, all they need is 40 more wins out of the fucking 70-something left. They need 40 wins. So, like I said, he could be looking at it like that. Like, man, all we got to do is get 40 wins to get in on this side. Or I don't know, man. But, you know, he think it's cool. But I'm telling you, this lifestyle right here, this shit going to crash you, bro. And, like, and people not even going to respect, you know what I'm saying, respect what you got going on. You responding to people that's, you know, that's trying to tell you to do better. You ain't saying about the team. Like, even your... And then for you to be the point guard, and you come out and be the one to say, oh shit, man, we'll need Harry Potter to help this team. Like, what kind of shit is that coming from the point guard? Like you the heart of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop acting like a young nigga, man. Get that damn city shit off your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that shit off your mind, man. Pay attention to, nigga, you in the NBA, bro. You in the NBA. You got a chance to. You got a chance to shine like shit this year, man. Like, but I don't know. I feel like John Wall go anywhere. Wherever he go, he'll be... That team is instant contenders, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they're going to do, but I guess they're going to have to break it up and see. I don't know. But evidently, they must not be happy if people making statements like that and ain't nobody stepping up to back it up. You don't hear shit from Sammy Brooks. It's like, I don't know what's going on in Washington, man, but they got to get that shit together, man.